Protests over a divisive extradition bill turn violent in Hong Kong. By Langley Barron in Hong Kong. Hong Kong police unleashed rounds of tear gas, rubber bullets, and beanbag pellets at protesters Wednesday, transforming the financial hub into a battleground in an effort to disperse large crowds assembled to demonstrate against a proposed extradition law. Thousands of demonstrators had poured into the streets surrounding Hong Kong's legislature Wednesday morning, choking major thoroughfares with barricades and human chains. The unrest prompted the government to abruptly postpone a planned debate over highly divisive amendments to an extradition law that would allow for fugitives to be extradited to mainland China for the first time. The city has boiled over into massive protests in recent days as the government attempts to fast-track the controversial legislation. The proposed law has ignited fears about the former British colony's continued autonomy, promised after its return to Chinese sovereignty in 1997, and also underscored the depth of anxiety over its relationship to Beijing. Hundreds of young demonstrators staged an overnight protest Tuesday in the park abutting the Legislative Council, undeterred by the bouts of rain. They were joined by thousands more black and white clad protesters at the height of the morning commute and proceeded to block key roadways leading to the government headquarters. Clashes began shortly after some protesters attempted to storm a government building, prompting police to set off rounds of tear gas and smoke bombs inside as well as outside the premises. Protesters said they wanted to signal to the government that opposition to the extradition bill was widespread. "We're furious, we're angry, and some of us are afraid, but we're here anyway. This is a chance to do something important," said Laurie Wen, 48. But Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam decried the protests as, quote, "organized riots." In a televised, tearful interview Wednesday, she said she wasn't acting against Hong Kong's interests, but insisted that radical confrontation is not the solution. The government is standing by the proposed legislation despite today's protests and a massive march on Sunday. Chief Secretary Matthew Cheung made a video appeal for protesters to return home, but the crowds are defiant. "At least I can say I came out and fought for the next generation," said a protester who asked to be called Ms. Ho. Columns of riot police moved to clear protesters trying to stage a sit-in, using batons, pepper spray, water cannons, and canisters of tear gas that choked the city center in eye-watering fumes. As they retreated, protesters hurled insults, water bottles, and bricks. Throughout the day and late into the evening, police pushed the protesters further into the central district, while the demonstrators attempted to erect makeshift barriers and hold the line. Cars and buses came to their aid, parking in the middle of traffic-less boulevards to the applause of onlookers. Amnesty International Wednesday condemned the police's use of what they called excessive force. "This excessive response from police is fueling tensions and is likely to contribute to worsening violence rather than end it. We urge the Hong Kong police not to repeat such abuses," Man K. Tam, Amnesty's Hong Kong director, said in a statement. Further protests are expected in the run-up to a vote on the bill slated for next Thursday. If it succeeds in coming before the chamber, its passage is all but guaranteed in a legislature dominated by pro-Beijing lawmakers. The bill has provoked international condemnation. On Tuesday, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi issued a statement against, quote, "this horrific extradition bill." The bipartisan U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission has also spoken out. "The extradition bill imperils the strong U.S.-Hong Kong relationship that has flourished for two decades," Pelosi said. "If it passes, the Congress has no choice but to reassess whether Hong Kong is sufficiently autonomous." Business groups in the city, including the American Chamber of Commerce, have warned the law could imperil the city's standing as an international financial hub and prompt foreign investors to withdraw. "I do feel like it's a last battle," said Chloe Chang, a 25-year-old speech therapist. "I think if all these people come out and say no and the government still passes the law, it shows that they can and will do whatever they want."